Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. I remember one time I took Paul. Paul LaHopperset, when he was about 5 or 6 years old, about 5 to 6 years old, we took him to a psychologist in Kirkland, and he investigated, he examined my son, all the psychologists and pediatric doctor say that my son has a big problem. He could not read, he would not be able to read, he would not be able to work, he's going to be in trouble. So I remember that day, and I sit in that room in Kirkland. I never forgot. I was sitting there. He know I'm a neurosurgeon too. And he said, you know, Dr. Lau, you need to apply for financial aid for your son. Special school, send him to the special school. When he grow up, he cannot work. He need to depend on the government help financially. He's going to be that and that and this and this. And when I was listening, My face, I just looked straight. I didn't move, but in my heart, because faith is in the heart. My heart, I deny, I don't believe what you say. I believe in what the Word of God say, because the Bible say the descendant of the righteous shall inherit the land. The descendant of the righteous shall be blessed. My children shall be blessed. They will not depend on the governmental help, in Jesus' name. He will be a preacher. He's going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what the Word of God says. That's it. I'm not going to accept this curse upon my family in Jesus' name. I don't care what the doctor say. Amen. Hallelujah. According to your faith. And now he read, and now he start to talk with high words and everything. You know, I'm going to keep believing by faith. So don't come to me and say this sentence to me. I believe I got a cold. I will not pray for you from now on, because you learned this lesson already. Amen. You don't say that kind of sentence. You come out and say, I believe God healed me. Pray for me. The sickness doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the darkness. I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. Just pray. Lay hand. I believe when the believer lay hand on the sick, I shall be healed. You just quote the Bible. You come out. I believe when the believer lay hand on the sick, I shall be healed. That's it. You don't need to talk about your sickness. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear your problem, okay? When you come out, don't tell me your problem. I just believe in, just trust God. What God wants to do in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham, the Bible say, consider not his own body. Romans 4:19. Do you remember? He considered not his own body. He considered Jesus. He considered who God is. He considered the promise of God. He considered what God is doing for him. And Jesus is doing something for you right now. Let me read the scripture. Hebrews 7:25-27. Hebrews 7:25-27. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, to Jesus. Is God able? Yes. Is God able to save? Yes. To the uttermost? Yes. You believe that? Yes. Come through who? Jesus. To God through Jesus. Since he always lived to make intercession for them. If you are a believer, I tell you that right now, Jesus is interceding for you. Amen. When every time I face difficulty in my life. In fact, I used to worry a lot when I travel or do things. I'm a worried kind of man, I tell you, my background. But lately, since I have been less and less worried, my hair doesn't turn gray, still black. You know why? Because I use this principle. If I'm going to go to Tokyo to minister, I'm going to go to Dallas to minister, whatever. Even on Sunday, I come to church, I drive, and I smile, I don't worry. Because I know that Jesus is interceding for me. He is able to save me and help me. Why I have to worry? I just come and relax and trust God, and God is going to lead me. Why I have to worry? I don't need to worry. Is that right? And the devil tried to put worry upon you. He tried to kind of threaten you to worry about things. Don't worry. God, Jesus is interceding for you. He is God, the Almighty God. He has done great things for your life. He is giving you promises, and He is interceding for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, means Jesus, who has passed through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us, another word, the Bible tried to say that. Seeing then we have a great high priest, another word, Paul tried to say that. Hey, let's focus on Jesus. Let's look at Jesus. And then what we do after we focus on Jesus, say, let us hold fast our confession. What does it mean? If you're going to say it in today's language, it means like this. Let us say the same thing as Jesus said. Confession means saying something in agreement. Is that right? When you confess, when you go to the court and you say, I confess that I'm wrong. You try to say that, I agree that I'm wrong. Confession means you agree with somebody. So the same thing, you need to agree with Jesus. Okay, what Jesus say? When you say your word, when you want to walk by faith, you want to speak that whatever you speak agree with God. You need to take side with God's say. You need to take side with God's word. Amen. When people come to me and say, I have diabetes. I say, could you stop saying that? You don't have diabetes. Okay? Diabetes doesn't belong to you. You have the, you know that blood sugar is high, but diabetes doesn't belong to you. Amen. You agree with God that by His stripes I am healed. That's it. Amen. You just agree with God. The problem is this. Okay, the question come up last Wednesday. Should I go to see doctor if you say that? And I say, yes, you should go. You know why? Because thank God for medical science that can help you while your faith is not there yet to be healed. They can sustain you until you get faith to heal. Amen. Not, there's nothing wrong about medical science, because sometimes your faith is not there yet to be healed. Because faith has to grow. And in reality of life, faith go up and down. How many people agree with me? Sometimes when you are hungry, the faith kind of low. Is that right? Faith can grow up and down. That's why, another thing that I want to mention, that's why it's so important to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that this is not in the lesson here, but I want to share this quickly. It's so important to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, because the person that can quicken the Word of God in you to have faith is the Holy Spirit. You know the reason why I love the move of God or revival or the touch of God? Why I love to lay hand on people? Why I myself love to be touched by God and drunk in the Holy Spirit? You know why? Not because I love to be drunk. Not because I love to laugh or love to... It's a good feeling to fall down and be filled with the Holy Spirit or speaking in tongue. It's not about that at all. But it's about after that. Listen carefully. After that. Because when I keep living, being filled every Sunday, filled, laying on of hand, whatever God come upon me, and I'm filled, it will what? Overflow and linger. You understand the word lingering? How many people don't understand the word lingering? How can I explain in English? Lingering. Like, stay on. If you are empty, You cannot go on. So, in order to linger, in order to stay on the whole week, you need to let the Holy Spirit come up full and come out on you and just wrap on you everywhere. The oil of God everywhere. So, from Sunday you get filled with the Holy Spirit. Between Monday to Saturday, still linger. Yesterday I was emailing to a pastor in Indonesia. I said, I told her, while I'm typing right now, the Holy Spirit is still lingering on me. I sense it on my skin. I am filled every single day. And you know, when you are filled all the time, your faith is high. No matter what. Because the Holy Spirit is on you. Faith comes by from the Holy Spirit. So whatever faith you have, you are high. Not high in alcohol or in drugs, but high in the Spirit. You will feel high all the time. How many people have that experience? That you are high throughout the whole week when you get dumped into the Holy Spirit every Sunday. How many people have that experience? I heard that Sister Lorena just cast out demon yesterday or something. She's loved the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, you know, that's why we need to be in revival, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in the infilling of the Holy Spirit all the time. The church needs to go on. Don't back off from the Holy Spirit because it's good for you. You understand the heart of the pastor now? Why I want you to be in the Holy Spirit all the time. You need to overflow and fill. Don't have this attitude, sit in the chair. Oh, another laying on of hands. Another one. Lay hand again. Fall down again. Laugh again. Routine. No, it's not about routine. It's about filling. It's about soaking into the rivers of God. It's not about today on Sunday. It's about another 6 days of the week that you'll fail and you'll linger with the Spirit of God. Amen. How many people say amen with me? Amen. Hallelujah. I noticed that the more I jump into the river of God in the Holy Spirit, the more lingering, thicker and thicker as time go by during the week. So that's why I love it. Amen. That's why I love to come into the rivers of God. Don't have this attitude. Again? Oh, again? Don't have that attitude. It's good. You should thank God for this church. Amen. Oh, I must be speaking to somebody around here. They must think that way. Amen. You need to speak with Jesus. You need to agree with Jesus. You need to say the same thing Jesus said, I heal them by my stripe, they are healed. You say, yes, I agree with Jesus. I confess with my mouth, I agree with you. Jesus say like this, I shall supply all of their needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. You say, yes, I shall be supplied with all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Jesus say that I will give you the joy of the Holy Ghost. You say, yes, I believe so. You need to confess with your mouth according to what Jesus say, to what God says. That means let us hold fast our confession. Say the same thing Jesus, our author and finisher of faith, say. Hold fast to the confession that Jesus said. Amen. You get what I try to understand, to explain to you? What you should consider? Symptoms? Yay or nay? Consider circumstances? Consider the report from the doctor? Consider your feeling? Consider how your physical body tell you? What you should consider? Consider Jesus, the Word in the flesh. He and His promise, and what He said, and what He did, and what He is doing. Amen. You like this class? Should I continue or should I stop? Huh? Well, I'm so slow today. Okay, let's go on another little bit more. If you don't mind, go on a little bit more so I can finish the same area that I finished on Wednesday. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, 20 to 22. How many people are going to come back to next class? This is ABC, okay? I just teach you beginning. of faith. We're going to learn more. This is just beginning. I want to tell you, this is just the beginning. Proverbs chapter 4, 22. My son, give attention to my words. Oh, I want to say this to you. Don't come to church and chit-chat during sermon. I see a lot of people chit-chat. The Bible says, give attention. When you listen to the sermon, give attention. Listen carefully. Amen. Incline your ear to my sayings. Very important. If you want to have more faith, if you want to see great things happen in your life, you need to pay attention to the Word of God. Do not let them depart from your eyes. What is that? Consider again. Look at it. Look at it. Look at Jesus is the Word in the flesh. He incarnated. The Word incarnated. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your mind. Is that right? In your intellect. No, in your heart. Again, faith is of the heart. Faith is of the spirit. Okay, keep them here. Keep Jesus in here. Keep the Word of God in here, in your heart. And it will build faith. For they are life to those who find them. I can guarantee, if you are this kind of Christian, you're going to look younger than age. Because you have life all the time. You look younger than your peers who are in the same age. Amen? You're going to look healthier because you know what? They are medicine or health to all their flesh. The Word of God is the medicine. God gives you a prescription here. What you need to do, give attention, incline your ears, do not let them depart from your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. You need to take side with the Word of God. You need to love the Word of God. You need to be hungry for the Word of God. You need to keep listening to the Word of God. You need to keep partaking, keep eating, keep hearing, keep putting into your heart. And then you will be healthy and strong, and your faith going to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. Amen? Now, let me emphasize only one sentence in this scripture here. Do not let them depart from your eyes. What does it mean? It means two things. Number one, you keep reading the Bible, keep hearing all the time, keeping coming into your window, your door. You have how many doors you have? Ear, eyes, is that right? So you can let in, come in. That's why I don't want to even look at pornography, movie, or anything. Because you know what? It will come out to the window of my eyes, and it would contaminate me. So I want only the Word of God come in. Okay. When you keep looking, don't let them depart from your eyes. Okay, let me ask this question. Is the Word of God written just for knowledge? Is the Word of God is written just for theological classes to pass the test and become a theologian? Is the Word of God written to be applicable to you? Is the Word of God written for you to have and to live on it and to live by it? So in other words, you can see yourself in the Word of God. Is that correct? That's what I try to say. Come to. You can see yourself in the Word of God. So when the Bible says, don't let them depart from your eyes, it means like this. It means that you see yourself in the Word of God. You keep looking at it. You keep seeing it. Amen? I keep seeing myself healthy and strong. I keep seeing myself at 85 years old, I still preaching with greater anointing than today. I still seeing myself traveling throughout the world to bless many people. I'm seeing myself in the Word of God that by 70 years old, my relationship with Jesus will be even deeper. I will be so close to God. I'm seeing myself at 70, 75, 85 years old. I and Da still a very loving couple and love one another and still very sweet and like just got married, just honeymoon. I'm seeing myself. I'm seeing myself sitting in the church, seeing my son preaching the word of God. I'm seeing myself seeing my kids serving God and love God, because that's what the word of God say. I'm seeing myself sitting in the house of my children and they are prosperous because I'm the righteous man of God. But that's what the word of God say. I'm seeing myself standing in a big church where people love God and on fire with God, because that's what the word of God say. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is going to keep growing. The church is going to be prosperous. I see myself in it. Amen. Don't depart. Don't let them depart from your eyes. You need to keep seeing yourself in it. Believe that you have received. Let's look at the Bible say in Mark chapter 11, 24, one more time. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive. It's not in my spirit. The word of God already has been done. I already have received. I am not going to receive. I don't say I will receive. I have received in my spirit by faith what God's word say. I see myself in it. I am not going to back down on it. Amen. I want to be the man that really walk by faith all the days of my life. You know, again, I was talking about faith that is of the spirit realm. And as you know, our human's eyes, the physical eyes, cannot see the spirit realm. You know that. Let me ask this question. Many things that you don't see, it means it doesn't exist. Is that right? You don't see many things in your life, but it exists, like wind. You don't see air, but you know the air exists. You don't see radioactive thing in us. After the atomic bomb come down, radioactive current come out. You don't see, but it's there. So the same thing in the spirit realm. When you believe God has done something for you, you believe it's done and it's already been going on, happening. Amen. Put your eyes on it. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. The Bible says, for him, he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You know, when you have faith, when you walk by faith, you shall boldly say what God says. It's not a pride to say that. You understand what I mean? When I say, by 85 years old, I'm still walking around preaching, I'm not saying this pridefully. No, it's not about pride. It's about believing in what God say. I boldly say, amen. If you believe, you will be bold to confess. You will be bold to say what God say. This is what God say to you. Therefore, you need to understand that quit saying wrong things. Okay? Let me say this. Wrong thinking make wrong believing. Wrong believing make wrong saying. And wrong believing and wrong saying produce wrong kinds of life. So that's why you need to keep hearing the word of God, because when the word of God come in, it will renew your mind to help you to have the right thinking. And when you have the right thinking, then you have the right believing. And when you have the right believing, you have the right saying. And after you have the right saying, what the word of God say a while ago in Mark chapter 11 verse 23-24, if you say to this mountain, and you don't have doubt in your heart, but believe what you say, it shall be done, it will be done for you. You will have the right saying. Amen. You speak, you believe. Amen. Let's say at the same time, right thinking, right believing, right saying, and right kind of life. victorious life. Again, real faith. Say, if God say it is so, then it is so. And you just say things and believe according to what the word of God say. Amen. You see yourself in it, you believe it, you boldly say it, you boldly proclaim it. You don't go by your feelings, you go by what the word of God say. Faith come by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Let me ask this question before I continue the another 15 minutes and then done. You think, should we have this attitude? I heard this sermon already last year. I heard this teaching about this last year. I heard about teaching about casting out demons already last year. Oh, I know about the subject very well. I don't need to hear anymore. You think that is the right attitude? Why we should not say and think that way? That's right. The more you hear, even though the same subject, the more faith you have in that subject. Is that right? Therefore, sometimes you need to keep preaching the same thing again and again because people don't get it the first time. People need to keep hearing. Maybe 39 times they get it. So you need to keep hearing, keep preaching, keep hearing, keep preaching, keep hearing until you get it. Amen. So don't complain if I preach the same sermon 5 Sunday as a row. Do you complain? So don't complain. Because it's good for you. You can listen again and again because faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Hebrews 11 verse 1 again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith means that we are confident of what we hope for and confidence of what we do not see. Now, I want to emphasize this. Faith and hope are different. Faith is in the present tense. Hope is for the future. Okay? If you want to walk by faith, it's about now. You believe it's done now, whether you see it or not. That's why you remember Mark chapter 11 verse 24 say, whatever thing you pray, you believe that you will receive. Is that right? You believe that you will receive. What is receive? Is that past tense, present tense, or future tense? Present tense. Receive. I'm not American. I'm not English speaking person. So I know the grammar that receive, that receive is present tense. You already receive. You have received. It's a present tense. So when you walk by faith, it means that no matter what you see, faith is now. You believe God has done for you, but the manifestation comes whenever it's up to God. You receive by in the spirit already. Amen. This principle is applied to anything in your life regarding faith. For example, if you want to be prayed for to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues, you cannot say, okay, I'm going to believe that I receive when I speak in tongues. No. Speak in tongues come after belief that you receive. So when you come out to be prayed for, lay hand on, you say, I believe I receive right now. You see what I mean? You don't say, let me speak in tongue first, then I believe. No. You receive now. It's the present tense. It's not about the future. But if you say, I hope, it's the future. Hope is different from faith. Amen? Who is our hope? Jesus. So hope is about the future. Okay, let me say this before we go about hope. I would like to read this statement quickly. This is written by a theologian. If, listen carefully, you're going to read slowly. If I pray for any one thing, and pray just one time for anything, and I don't get it, I start changing. I start changing because if I pray and that prayer is not answered, there will have to be a change on my part before the answer comes. I know that there can not be any changing on God's part because He never changes. So if there has to be any change, it has to be on my end of the line. So if I pray and do not receive, then I start changing. So I like this sentence, this statement. In other words, if you pray and you don't get the answer, it can be because you don't have enough faith. You need to keep building faith. It may be you pray with wrong motive. It may be you are not praying according to the word of God. Maybe your presumption. For example, you can pray, God, I believe you're going to give me $1 million. That is presumption. God never say so. If God has never say so, don't presume. Okay? So you may pray things not according to the word of God or not according to the rhema that God speaks to you. So you have to be careful. So you need to keep changing your prayer. Don't change God. Don't blame God. If you don't get the answer, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. You need to change. Amen? You see what I mean? So this is the key. You examine yourself. You keep building faith. You keep learning the Bible. You keep growing. And you're going to see that as you grow and you understand how to pray more, you will see more answer from God. Amen? And now let me ask this question before I end this sermon. Let me ask this question. What is the most important thing? Faith, hope, and love. Love is the most important. Okay. It means that we don't need faith. It means that we don't need hope. Do we need all three of them? Do we need faith? Do we need love? Do we need hope? We need all three. You think faith will work very well without love? The Bible says in the book of Galatians, faith worketh by love. I tell you, two persons can lay hand for something, but one person lay hand just because I want to show off. Look at me. But another person lay hand because he loved that person. The person who lay hand and pray by love get more result than the person who pray just want to show off. It's not about showing off, it's about love. Faith worketh by love. So that's why we need to grow in love. Can we just have faith and love but without hope? No, we need to have hope. Now let's look at the biblical hope here. I'm not talking about general hope. What is biblical hope? What is the blessed hope? And I'm going to end here. Okay? What do we hope? Hope is about the future. What, as Christians, what do we hope? We hope that Jesus is coming back. We hope that one day we're going to see Him face to face. I hope, and we hope, that one day I can shake hands with Abraham and Paul and Moses. I hope that one day I'm going to see my mom in heaven, because she is in heaven right now. I hope that I will be able to fellowship with all of you in heaven one day. Is this our future? Is that right? Hope is about the future. I hope that one day I will, if I don't die before Jesus come back, I will meet Him in the air. Rapture. I hope that one day I'm going to have a new body. It's the future. Is that right? I hope one day I receive rewards in heaven. It's all the future. Okay, let me ask you this question. Can your prayer and your faith change hope? Can your prayer change the day that Jesus come back? Can your prayer change that you will not have a new body in heaven? You cannot change the blessed hope of God. It's all the future. It's going to happen, but it's our hope. And the Bible says why hope is so important. Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Why hope is so important? It's very important. Because if we just have love, we're going to just focus on this life. If we just have faith, we're going to focus on how much money God is going to provide me by faith. And we're going to just focus on this life. But if we have hope, we shall purify ourselves. What does it mean? You know, the reason I don't steal that check, even though it was written under my name, $10,000. If I don't tell anyone, the person who gave to me will never know. He never checked the bank account of our church. No one knows. If I don't tell Da, they will never know. She's looking at the check. She will say, oh, let's put in the bank account. Why I dare not cheat God? Why I put that money into the building fund? Why I live in the fear of God? Yesterday I have a discussion with Da. I told Da that I dare not even have a glimpse of the idea of cheating her or committing adultery. I don't want to even have one idea, little glimpse, or even try to entertain that idea. I dare not go around and cheat people and lie to people. Why? Because I know that one day I have hope that I will meet Jesus face to face. And if I'm goofy right now and sin and people don't know, you know who knows? Jesus knows. And can you imagine I stand before Jesus and he say, haha, son, you cheat all the people, but you cannot cheat me. You cannot cheat me. I know everything you do in your life and you miss the reward. Hope purify, make us purify ourselves. Because we know that one day we're going to have rewards in heaven. One day we're going to stand in front of Jesus face to face. One day we're going to stand at the judgment seat of God. One day I'm going to meet people. One day all the things that I did in my life going to be on the big screen. I don't want that to happen. I know that hope purify me. Therefore, as Christian, if you don't live in that hope, you will live in sin all the time. You don't care what God thinks about you. You don't care because you don't think about the day that you stand before Jesus. I dare not even cheat one penny of my 10%. Whenever I talk to my manager, I say how much money gonna come out this month for my income. She said this. I told her up front right away. Okay, cut 10% out. Put in the charitable bank account right now. I don't even want to keep that money. Because I know if I cheat, one day God gonna know. Because, you know, I have that blessed hope. I'm going to meet Jesus on that day. Hope make me purify myself. That's why hope is so important. But for today, if you want to receive anything from God, for today, for the present life, for the promise of God to be fulfilled, you don't go by hope, you go by faith. Faith is for today. Faith is about now, the present tense. Faith will not work for you if you say, I will, maybe in the future. You say, now I believe it's done. Let's say at the same time, faith is now. Hope is for the future. Amen. Walk by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Any question? I'm going to stop here. Is it too overwhelming to learn today? A lot. I teach 3 lessons today. So we have another night, 21 to go. So how many people want to come back in 6 weeks? 3 weeks. Good. We need to learn about faith. Never end. I never get bored to teach this lesson because it's good for myself. The more I teach, the more faith I have. Any question? I want to tell you one discussion on Wednesday. Okay.
If you want to order the CD of this teaching, just put your name and put it in this envelope. It's $5 per CD. And if you would like us to ship it to your house, $3 shipping fees, you could just come and pick it up at the church. And it will take like a week. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So you can listen again and again. Okay. On Wednesday, there is a question come up that if God, I pray that God doesn't heal me, it means that I should be blamed that I don't have enough faith. So the answer is this. Many times things happen in life because of many reasons. And what we need to look at it is this. Number one, maybe because we don't have really enough faith. Okay? Maybe. Maybe we have real faith, but the problem is that the reason we are not healed because the sickness comes from demons. So you keep praying for healing, but you never kick the demon out. So that's why we need to cast out demons, so that the sickness will be gone. Amen? So, demon can cause so many symptoms, so many things in our life. Three, maybe because we are in sin. So that's why healing relate to repentance and relate to confession of sin and live a holy life and the fear of God. You see what I mean? And maybe God's timing is not there yet. Maybe God gonna heal you tomorrow when you just give up beforehand. So you need to walk in faith all the time, every single day. Don't give up. Just stubbornly stay in faith. Amen. Now, another thing I want to say that this kind of teaching in the body of Christ usually end up in a kind of this way. I want it, I claim it. I have faith, I claim it. So I want to warn you, don't apply this lesson in a covetous way. This lesson is taught for disciple. You are disciple. This faith issue is not for just bless me, come. Everything is for the kingdom of God. You want to be healthy for what? To bless the kingdom of God. Is that right? You want to be prosperous for the kingdom of God. You are the disciple. You are not learning lesson with the selfish attitude. Oh, now I have faith. I'm going to twist the arm of God to do this and that for me. Oh, I can claim this and claim that. That is totally wrong. You need to understand. You need to apply this principle to the whole Bible, not just only pray for by faith to get you what you want. You need to have the right attitude. Amen? Okay. Any question? I just want to tell you what they asked on Wednesday so you can learn the same thing. How many people learned something tonight? Let me ask a question. How faith comes? So what are you going to do from now on? Okay. What you should consider? How you consider Jesus? Who he is, what he did, what he is doing, what he promises, and what he is doing. What should you say? How should you use your mouth when you say? Say things boldly in agreement with God. Is that right? Confession. Okay. Hope is for the faith is for? Okay, good. I just want to check that you understand what I teach tonight. Okay. Faith is based on what book? Faith is on what God, is based on what God says. Not your presumption, not your feeling. Okay. What comes first? Believe or have? Believe comes before have. Amen. Okay, you passed the test. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the lesson tonight that we can learn regarding faith. Father, help us to be the church that's full of faith. Help us to be diligent in hearing your word, studying your word. Lord, help us to receive your word by the Spirit of God, that we will not learn as a head knowledge, but we learn and keep it in the midst of our heart to build our faith daily, Lord. Help us, Lord, that this church will, Lord, have an intimate relationship with Christ through faith. And we will know our God, and we will be able to perform signs and wonders and do miracle things in this generation by faith. Lord, we will be mighty people for your name's sake because of the faith of God that you have given to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this class, and thank you, Father. We pray that you protect everyone on the way home, and we pray for the Lord, the presence of God for tomorrow's service and Sunday service. We pray, Lord, we believe that our loved ones and our unbelieving friends shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.